got a lot of new music out today.
We did?
Society in a whole.
But I meant us personally. Like someone sent us music. Like, play this, idiot.
No, it's weird that a lot of music came out today. So this is the new Bruno Mars.
Yeah, they sent me this today, too.
And I don't know what I think about this. Say baby, I like it. What you doing? What you doing?
Where you at? Where you at? Oh, you I got love plans. Him. You got plans. Don't say that.
Shut your trap. I'm sipping wine. Sip. Hey, he's finally getting older. I look too good. He doesn't look like he's 15 anymore. House clean.
My pool warm. My favorite thing is, let me show you. Where is he? His partner. Dancing, romancing in the kitchen. Music partner. Where is he? The dude sitting right next to him,
right?
Oh, maybe not. I haven't seen them in such a long time. It's either him or the drummer. No, it's not the drummer. One of these dudes' names is Philip Lawrence,
right?
And Bruno Mars, whenever he came to radio, he would come with Philip.
Mm.
And so we'd interviewed them so many times that Philip and I, you know, because we had the same last name. There he is. Because we had the same last name, we'd be like, oh, we're cousins. We would tell people we were cousins. So one time when Bruno Mars came, someone came up to me and they said, oh, your cousin's here. So I thought like my actual cousin was there. I went running to look. But I'm not related to Philip Lawrence. It was just like a joke. I haven't seen them in years, these guys.
I mean, if the whole album is like this, yes, please. This is an album that you can play and hang out in the backyard. And
yeah. Oh, that voice. Oh, I've chills. Yeah, that voice is amazing.
Okay, so that's Bruno Mars. So we got that today.
Okay.
And new...
Drake? You're going to play the Drake song?
New Drake and new Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber is going to get sued. I'm telling you that right now before I even play this. He's going to get sued because he totally ripped off a song.
Oh, God.
And when you hear it, you'll be like, you want to sue him. As soon as you hear it, you'll be like, yeah, okay. So I'm going after him next.
I know that jam.
I grew up with that jam. You can call me if you need some. Is that not Betty Davis eyes? Her hair is
hollow gold. Oh, well, maybe they bought it. Maybe they're paying for it.
No, it's different enough to be different. You know you can call me
if you need some. You think?
It's got the feel of it, but it's not the exact song.
See who produced it. I'm kind of interested in that. You wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not too far away.
We all see, I don't hate this.
You know me, I love Justin Bieber. I mean, at first I was like, but ever since, you know, you and I have been doing Top 40 for so long, I get it. I mean, some of his music is so, I love when he's featured. I love Despacito. You know, I love so much stuff that he's done.
See, I like this, but if we were doing mornings on a Top 40 station, we would hate the song in a week.
Right. So this whole album, what's interesting is, so the thing I love about J. Cole is that J. Cole puts out albums with no features. Like, it's J. Cole.
Mm.
This one, this album that he has coming out called Justice, it's all features. Khalid, Chase the Rapper, Dominic Fike, Beam, Burna Boy, Benny Blanco, all these people that I don't even know half of them. But so, yeah. So there's a million producers on this.
All right, so now we have the new Drake. This just dropped today, too.
Whoa. Yeah, I heard this earlier today. They were playing it on my local hip-hop station.
Yeah. I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you?
I sit this in good. A box with our own. I don't usually like Drake. This is actually a really good jam. I love you to death,
but I told you the truth.
It's I can't be with
you. I think it sounds like every Drake song.
It does.
I mean, it's the same beat of every Drake song.
Right. He raps about Kanye a little bit in this.
Hey, Drake, should we get a new beat? No, man.
Do the same thing. It works.
Look how rich I am off of this one beat. You know, I just write new lyrics and just don't even bother with that. Just don't waste your time. No, should we get another? No, don't even get another producer.
That's my beat. It's my producer. Yeah.
Right. We only need one.
How are they going to know it's me?
There's going to be 10 songs on the LP, and they're all going to have this beat.
And then he goes, hey, a lot.
I mean, there's nothing different about this beat than anything else. See, some of his beats are a little bit sped up, and some are a little bit slowed down. But when you break it down, it's the same beat.
Yeah. I have to say, though, this one kind of like, this feels a little bit more interesting to me. Like, there's a couple of other Drake songs that came down the pike that I was like, these are derivative and boring, and I was definitely not jamming on it. But I don't know. Once in a while, Drake will come out with something that I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and download that. Like,
yeah,
there's definitely a couple of Drake songs on my playlist. I hate to admit it. But the reason I say I hate to admit it is because my mother also likes Drake. Like, I'll go to her house and she's playing Drake. Do you know what I mean? Like, anything my mother likes cannot be good is my usual philosophy.
So now we have the new Luke Bryan.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he the guy on American Idol?
American Idol, yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is his song. I'm back taking the
long way. Oh, good. It's a karaoke.
It's drank a little whiskey. Down the hallway when I flip on the light.
Back spending time with my buddy. He's got a sexy voice, this guy. You know, they do that a lot. Like, whenever there's, what are you doing? Oh, no. Is that you playing the chicken, or is that him playing the chicken?
I think the chicken fits, though. You know, I put a chicken to it a little bit earlier, and I'm like, you know what? That kind of works.
But you know what? The chicken works with everything. Put the chicken with the Drake song, it'll work. A chicken screaming is always fantastic. There's no downside to a chicken screaming.
Yeah, so I don't know who the song is for, so. No more 2 a.m. phone
calls, tag like a chicken. You know who it's for? Hoda and Jenna on the Today Show, that third hour.
Oh, they like that song?
They love. I mean, today, every time I tune in, they're either playing Luke Bryan, Darius Rucker, Big and Rich. Like, they love that real, sort of mainstream country. They love that mainstream country. That's their thing. That's
okay,
their
so now the next song I'm going to play for you, you have to play a little game.
Okay.
You have to close your eyes.
Okay.
And then you have to, because you can't look at this.
Okay.
I will tell you when you can open your eyes.
Because you're playing the video and I'm going to see it, so that's why.
Right, well, you can see, you're going to see the artist on the video, and I don't want to see you to okay. see the artist.
Because we're also, if people are just listening and they're not watching, we're also on Twitch.
Right.
So if you ever want to watch us, you should. We're on Twitch, so you should come follow us on Twitch.
Because if you were on Twitch right now, you would be able to see this video, and exactly. then you can say, wow. And Cooper right. can't see that, but Cooper right. can hear it.
But a lot of people listen to us on podcasts or our syndicated show, so they don't know that I can see.
Okay, now you can open your eyes. Tell me who this is. See, now you're looking at her and listening to her. But it looks so close. Who is this?
It's either the chick from Paramore or Stephen Halsey.
Okay, close your eyes again. All right, now look again.
Wait, give me a second. I'm trying to figure out who this is. Okay, it's somebody super young. Cause you're gonna be free, you're gonna be a
new branch on the Hollywood tree. I would have never guessed. A couple hundred, maybe
three in your heart. Is it an actress?
No.
Okay. Is it somebody's kid?
It's somebody we've played on the air before and we were blown away by.
Okay.
So this is not a new artist. This is an artist that's been out for a couple of years now.
Okay. It's not Troy Sivan.
Okay. I'm going to put you out of your misery.
Who is it? Oh, Grace VanderWaal. Wow, she really grew up. She looks amazing. What a voice. God, she's amazing.
Would you have ever guessed that's Little Grace with the banjo?
Right, Little Grace VanderWaal, who won America's Got Talent. When she was like, how old was she? 12?
Yeah, so she's got to be, what,
12?
17 now? 16, 17?
I love her look. I love her, like, retro punk. And that's a great song.
I don't know.
This is the best thing you played for me all day.
Yeah, I don't know if this is such a great song. I think the song
is. Said,
no, I don't think so.
I'll tell you why it's great. She has a beautiful voice. She has that real great energy that's so appealing. It's just, yeah, there's something really sexy about this song. Can I say sexy? She's like too young for me to say sexy.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
But the song is sexy.
The song is sexy. But yeah, I would have never guessed in a million years that's who that was.
Grace VanderWaal. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her. Well, good for her. I'm so glad that she's making music. I always wonder, like, whenever we play somebody on like American Idol or The Voice or America's Got Talent, we're like, oh, they're amazing. They're a star. Then you never hear from them again.
Mm-hmm. But so. Her, you know, because we'll go back and play this when she was on America's Got Talent. And just amazing artist and amazing song. That's why I said it's not as good as the song that she wrote for America's Got Talent. Just trying, so I hope you are my sister's friend. You get
along quite nicely. You're gonna earworm me again. I couldn't get this song out of my head when you played this one time.
So her teeth grew in.
Yeah.
She cut her hair. She's got style now. I don't play by the rules of the game, so you say. I'm just trying. Yeah, she's going to be huge.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah.
She's going to be huge. So,
well, if she's managed well, you know, because we meet people all the time that have great voices and they have good talent, but you have to be managed well. You have to be in the right hands.
Mm-hmm.